Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Ooh, Trust and Will.
My dad and I were always close, but some things we just didn't talk about, like his will. After he was gone, we found out he didn't have one, and it created a lot of stress during a time of grief.
Creating a will can be hard to think about, but avoiding it can lead to greater difficulty for the people you love. That's why Trust and Will makes estate planning simple. Create a will online in as little as 30 minutes.
Now, I have a will in place to make sure my loved ones are protected. With Trust and Will, it was easy and affordable. And I got peace of mind knowing my wishes are clear.
Trust and Will.
Get 20% off when you visit trustandwill.com/future. That's trustandwill.com/future to get 20% off. trustandwill.com/FUTURE.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Are you the youngest, the middle, or the eldest child? Well, it turns out that your place in the family does not define who you are. Researchers are calling it the birth order hoax. Middle child Henry McKean has been taking a closer look, and he sent us this report.
Well, I'm Anne-Marie Shepherd, and I'm an accredited cognitive behavioural therapist and founder of the Centre for CBT in Cork.
I'm the second youngest. Where are you?
I'm middle too.
We're both middle.
We're both middle. Yeah. What does that make you then?
Well, this is it. This research says it actually doesn't mean anything if you're the firstborn or the lastborn or a middle child, that it makes no difference. It's about peers. It's about the school you go to. It's about how you're brought up. Does that surprise you, working with people every day that would say, well, I was under a lot of pressure being the eldest, or I was ignored because I was a middle child?
Well, occasionally it comes up, but it is something that sticks. And I think it's out there in popular culture, isn't it, that it's a thing. So over the last fortnight, I can think of two conversations that I've had where that label was sort of inserted into the conversation. Something about leadership qualities and the eldest child, something about resilience or an inability to share, actually, which was quite mean, in relation to an only child.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? And I can understand why an only child wouldn't want to share, because they're just not used to it.
They're not used to it. But, you know, I know plenty of only child people, adults now, that can share and can share really well. And that's not an issue at all. But I do think that there's something called an attentional bias, which means that these ideas and these stereotypes and these labels tend to stick. And as human beings, we need to use labels. We need to kind of process information really quickly to try and get the measure of somebody else or another group of people. So it can be really helpful. But of course, equally, it can be really limiting, and it can kind of flatten a person or a group of people into some kind of one-dimensional thing. And of course, no one person is just any one thing. Life is just a little bit more complex than that.
Hi, good morning. My name is Billy McGill.
Where are you in the birth order?
The youngest. I have an older sister and myself.
And tell me, being the youngest, did you get away with murder? Was your sister strict? Did your sister get bigger presents at Christmas time?
No, nothing like that whatsoever. I was quite capable of managing myself from a very early age.
How many siblings do you have?
Six.
So there's seven of you?
Yes.
And where are you in that list
number
of
six.
Kids? You're number six. Was there a birth order? Did the eldest get all the best stuff? Did the youngest get spoiled?
No, the oldest were boys, and then there was boys, and then there was a group of boys, and then a group of girls. I didn't feel any different.
Equal.
We were all treated the same.
And do you think there's something in birth order that children turn out differently where they're born in the family, or does it make no difference?
Personally, I don't think it makes. I think that reflects on the parents and whether they choose to treat the children differently.
Where are you in the birth order?
I'm in the middle.
So you've got one younger and one older?
Yeah.
Do middle children differ?
I don't think so.
Do you feel like you need to shout for attention?
No.
Does the youngest get spoiled?
Probably a little bit, but I think that's just normal.
I'm the oldest.
How many brothers and sisters do you have?
One younger sister.
So there's just the two of you?
Yes, yeah.
And is there anything in that, the fact that you're the eldest, your sister is younger than you?
I don't think so, because we're quite close in age, so it's almost as if we're twins, like we're usually the same with everything.
Where are you in the family?
I'm number two, middle boy of three, boy, girl.
And being a middle child,
yes.
Were you treated any way differently?
I think so. I was neglected. I was neither the precious first nor the precious last. I joke.
Well, I do think there's something in that. I think that middle kids do get ignored, are forgotten about.
I think it might depend on the gender. We have three children, and that's boy, girl, boy. And she hasn't done badly, I think.
So the girl, the middle child, has done
yeah,
well.
Yeah, she's done okay.
And what do you think of the whole birth order?
I'm a middle child of seven, and it's been advantageous to be slightly overlooked and not be in the central focus. Exactly. So
they're calling it the birth order hoax, and they're saying your place in the family doesn't define who you are. Like, for example, I have a friend, I think he's a middle child, he's one of seven, and he scavengers for food still around the office. And it could have been because when he grew up,
around the office,
he couldn't get access to food. Maybe his parents didn't feed him.
Okay. That sounds like a little bit of an urban myth there, Henry.
Yeah. So this is it. I mean, is it an urban myth? And I know for myself, you know, I was one of four boys and we only ended up going to McDonald's maybe once or twice a year growing up. So now I still get excited when I see the Golden Arches because we weren't allowed it. We weren't allowed fizzy drinks either. I wasn't allowed Transformer toys.
Was that about birth order or was that about...
Strict parents, really.
Strict parents, yeah, discipline, perhaps.
Well, this is the thing. And I remember the eldest used to always get the biggest presents. Growing up, he'd always get the nicest jumpers.
A little bit of resentment there creeping in, Henry.
And I definitely think that the middle child, I'm a middle child, we got ignored because we were the middle children. But again, it's all in my head because it turns out it's not true. God, this really does sound like as if you're my shrink right now.
Look, I don't think it's a hoax. I do think that there is some truth to it, but it's sort of about holding it lightly. And I mean, I see a lot of people, and sometimes it comes up in therapy, that these labels were assigned to somebody and it wasn't really helpful. So maybe it was adaptive at the time. So for example, an eldest child who was reinforced by parents or carers or adults for looking after their younger siblings or for being the good boy or the good girl might assume a sense of responsibility or being good as a positive trait. And that might be okay, but then down the line, it mightn't. So that could turn into, you know, over-responsibility. It could turn into clinical perfectionism. And that's where sort of birth order and these labels meet CBT. So CBT is all about thought patterns and behaviours. And we look at sort of whether those are helpful to a person or not. Because beliefs at the end of the day are just perceptions. They're not necessarily rooted in reality, and they are amenable to challenge and to updating and to making fit for purpose for the individual at whatever stage in their lives.
I have an elder sister and a younger brother too, and an older brother as well, but my sister definitely had a way less freedom than I would have got, even I'm in the middle, or my younger brother, he's kind of...
So the eldest got way less freedom because they were the first.
Yeah, I think parents are just scared, you know, of what could happen. But then by the fourth kid, they realise that they're going to be fine, you know.
And you, where did you fall?
I'm the eldest in my family.
You actually look like the eldest, doesn't
really?
He? He has this kind of elder statesman stature.
Yeah, and I'm the youngest person here. So. I was fairly, like, similar to his sister. Like, I didn't get a whole lot of freedom growing up. Like, even
so
like
the parents were strict.
Yeah, like... Even, like, wanting to go to, like, a sleepover or something, it was, like, absolutely not. Like, just wasn't a thing growing up. But now, with my younger sister, that would be, like...
She can do what she wants.
Yeah, pretty much.
You're a twin. Were you the oldest, or are you the oldest, or the younger twin?
Well, we were born 9 minutes apart, so my brother was born first. He was born 9 minutes before me. But I think because we're fraternal twins and, like... You know, I'm a girl and he's raised as a boy. You know, we had quite different experiences. We had different kind of personality types as well, and the way that we made space for each other. And I think, like, I very much took on, like, it's just kind of typical, I think, of, like, being the oldest girl in the family, of just taking on an extra responsibility, maybe where it's necessary or where it isn't. Just the way you get socialised. So I was kind of the voice for both of us, and definitely took on the role of an older sibling when we were growing up, in terms of like pushing for things or asking for things, or, you know, trying to assert some sort of maturity in terms of like, you know, having more freedoms or whatever, and, you know, just representing us together. I feel like when somebody would ask us a question, they'd be like, oh, how old are ye, or what are ye doing, what class are ye in now, or whatever. As kids, I would always be answering for the both of us, to be honest. So
you're the youngest. Does it surprise you this birth order makes no difference, and they're calling it the birth order hoax? You being the youngest will not affect how you turn out.
I think to a certain extent we have those kind of, I guess, stereotypes about certain things like that. Like, I think oldest people have that extra pressure put on them to be the best and all that kind of stuff, and the youngest people, for me, it's like, oh, the jokes are, oh, you get away with a lot. But I think, yeah, everyone's probably equal over the long run. Like, everyone gets the same opportunities in the same family. It's the petty things that people are more angry about in those kind of dynamics.
And there's lots of petty things, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
And in your family, what sort of petty things drove you around the bend?
Well, I guess, like, when you're younger, your older siblings might feel like you get away with a lot of stuff, but I think it's just because you're a kid, you know? Like, they don't see it from that perspective. They probably got away with a lot of stuff when they were younger, the same age as me, just because they happen to just be that age. You don't see it like that.
So you're the youngest. What's the age gap between you and the eldest?
5 years.
So 5 years is a long time when you're young, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah. Like, he could be 10 and I could be 5. You know, that's a big difference in the way you grow up and everything.
And that report from Henry McKean. Some of the texts coming in. I wonder who was considered the middle child back years ago when Irish families were typically 14 or more kids. My mother came from a family of 13. I wonder where she was. In the middle of the middle, I guess. I come from a family of 3. I'm an only girl with 2 older brothers, and my eldest brother is definitely the most liked, the Oracle. My parents won't change the paint on a wall without his opinion. Another one says, I'm the eldest of 5, a girl with 4 younger brothers, and I'm the queen, according to them. I'm a middle child of 5. I got terrible time from all my siblings and completely ignored by my mother. In my 60s now, and I'm still struggling with the fallout. I believe place in the family makes all the difference, despite any research to the contrary. And that's from Sheila.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.